You, needed something? Oh. If not, then, see ya. Hmm? So you did need something. Why didn't you just say that from the start? Hmm? What's this there? You had something in mind? Tickets to... Huh? No way! You've got tickets? Front row seats at that? To that concert? No way. Well, that's pretty cool. But you never said why you needed my help and stuff like that. Hmm? You're kidding me. Why would you give this to me? Are you out of your mind? You should value it. Do you know how much this is worth? You could sell this for 10K. Why give it to me? I'm not quite understanding. Why do you look nervous? I'm the one who should look nervous right now. You just offered me something worth 10 grand. And to my favorite band, no less. I don't get you. Do you want to explain yourself? Not spitting it out, huh? Can't say I blame you. Wait, actually I do. How in the hell do you just offer this? Oh, it's together. Well, makes sense. You really are sure about this? You want to take me? Do we know each other? Oh, right. I do remember you. Back in Class A. Second year, right? No way. It's been so long, I didn't recognize you. You look completely different from back then. In a good way. Not saying you looked bad before, Look, I'm not good at judging people's looks. You want me to say it how it is? There it is. But I can at least say with some confidence, it's not because of the ticket. Listen, I'm not exactly fluent in what I should be saying in a situation like this, but I know one thing. Thank you. So, is this like a date or something? Sorry, I just assumed that maybe. I see. Well, I'm glad you could be honest. I know how this might sound, but I've just never thought about it. Going on a date? I guess it just never really crossed my mind. Sorry. Kind of a boring answer, right? I'm not a boring guy, I just... How would you know that? Seems you know me as good as me. That's kind of endearing, you know. It feels to me almost like... Well... Like this meeting is more than just chance. I get that you bought the ticket for me, but... How'd you even know I'd be here? Nobody knew. I'll just... Assume someone told you? Who saw me? I go here to clear my mind sometimes. After a match, when I do something wrong. I could just... Talk it out, right? But sometimes just being by myself is how I work through problems. Recently, I found out I might have to quit. I don't assume it's not that serious. Just my injury. Though it might not seem like much, I need to at least take a break for it. It's bumming me out. But thanks to your little ticket and shenanigans, I'm feeling a little better, so thanks. Hey, don't look at it that way. For what it's worth, you're a net positive. Does that help? Not very good comfort words, right? I did warn you I'm terrible at this. Hey, you didn't need to say it like that, but I'll accept it. So, why me? You still haven't really told me, so I assume you're going to eventually. But I guess I'm a little less patient than I'd normally be. I was thinking of getting on your case, but only a little bit. We have some catching up to do anyway, so. Well, if I'm being honest, I'm surprised you earned me. Even back then. But I was always quiet, to myself, or with my brother, always ending up on the wrong side of situations. I wouldn't call myself a delinquent, but I definitely wasn't a model student either. Sure, I got things done, but my social life was in shambles. At least, for the most part. It's a miracle you even saw me as a person. Look, I know that sounds bad, but I felt more like a robot for those years. Just going through what I thought I needed to do. And now, as I've come upon life, kinda hit me. Who knows what I'm supposed to do after all this? Volleyball has just been everything. Going forward, I thought it was always going to be my everything. Then I realized it's not that simple. Isn't it funny? You can be almost the best at something, and then a day later, you're no longer competing. It's just a memory. No? So you think of it differently, then? That's a nicer outlook, for sure. It's meaning to the greater thing we call life, huh? I guess that's true. Everyone seeks some meaning somewhere. Maybe I'm just trying to find mine. So you want to help with it? That's a pretty bold statement for someone who I haven't talked to in at least 3 years. Come on. You really think you can dig me out of these trenches? I admit the ticket's a good start, but are you sure about that? You're sure you want to go with me? I don't want to really, like, bring you down, but I guess I'm worried. Worried that I wouldn't be half as interesting as you probably think I am. Well, if you say so. Look who's the study-holic now. Yeah, I just invented that word probably, but looks like you're one of the top ones on campus, huh? You're really smart. I admire that. In fact, I think it's one of the best things you can be. Just don't overdo it like I did. Oh, I get it. This is one of those spontaneous decisions where you suddenly make it in hopes that you'll find meaning behind it, right? Not trying to psychoanalyze you, but recently, in my psy class, I did come upon situations like this. Well, figurative ones, thought examples and whatnot. But you see, sometimes the people at the top believe they have the least, and that's what, in essence, keeps them there. And with you, if I had to guess, sorry if I'm bumbling on with it, Really? That's interesting. Fine. I guess I can. It's just a little embarrassing talking about. But I also think it's kind of fun. You can really know a lot about people by their subtleties, you know? With you, I can sense it. There's a desperation in you, and not the bad kind. The type that wants something to change. You might enjoy school, and that's fine. I did too, to a certain extent. But school isn't your entire life. Or at least it doesn't have to be. Right? I know you're taking some pretty intense courses, and that can feel like it's your whole life. But if you have time for a concert, time for romantic feelings, it's better than just wasting away with paperwork and books, right? I guess that's kind of how I feel about volleyball. I want more balance than just always being a player, always competing. I like it. In fact, I love it, but I don't want it to be all I've ever done, all I'll ever do, even though it was a place of comfort. So many times I think about it, and it's just... Never mind. I'd keep going, but I just feel like it's redundant, boring. How I feel now is what I want to fixate on. Live in the moment, right? Don't you think? Well, since this isn't a week, and we have time before, wanna go on a date now? I mean, classes are all done for the day. And this empty classroom, without any lights on, is kind of a gloomy setting, right? Hey, you, never told me your name. I like that. Your name. I mean... Jeez. I'm not making a fool of myself again, but... You have a nice name. I get it. I was probably blushing a lot. Whenever I make a blunder like that, I feel the heat almost instantly. Jeez. Hey, that doesn't mean you can keep poking fun at me. Unless that's your idea of a first impression. In which case, I guess we're gonna be at a disagreement, huh? Right. Date. Actually, if I'm honest, I kind of suck at thinking of places to go. But since the moon is out, I guess someplace high up. Since we're already on campus, wanna sneak onto the roof? Look at that. The honor student, probably the valedictorian, already breaking the rules. It's not looking good for your scholarly studies, or at least your behavioral pattern. what's the alternative? Doing endless piles of homework? I know what that's like. It's not really like life at all, it's just empty. Sure, you learned something. But what is that something gonna do for you? A book can't hold your hand. A volleyball can't make your heart race in the way a kiss can, right? About that. Back then, I was... Well, I hate to say it, but I was dating someone. Yes. You're dying to know why I said that? Well, my ex wasn't exactly a good example. of what it's like to date someone. Controlling, manipulative. It didn't feel like I was there because I wanted to be. I felt like I was in a cage. So, pardon my slight apprehension with immediately going off with things here. I'm giving it a shot. But don't expect too much from me. Okay? Hey, don't look so glum about it. I mean, you're getting a chance here, right? And besides, I know you from before. I remember back in first year, when we didn't really know each other, and you stood up to somebody twice your size. That is bravery. And it was for one of those bullies trying to get someone to be a shuttle. Pathetic. I think the only reason they didn't mess with me is because I was as big as they were. I'm pretty tall, and, well, I like to think I never used it for intimidation. What do you think? Go ahead, judge me. Well, you saw sides to myself I didn't know I had. And that's definitely different. At least it's good things you saw in me. Hardworking, I guess, is something I can say I'm a little proud of. Though my social skills aren't exactly great. Well, thanks for saying that. Up we go, and after you. Yeah, it's a bit chilly outside still, but don't worry. If it gets too cold, I actually have these. Came prepared. It may seem a bit silly to carry mini blankets in your book bag, but I sometimes get cold hands. It helps, you know? Oh, these, I knit them myself. I know full well. I'm aware knitting isn't considered the most masculine thing, and I don't give a fuck. I don't need someone to tell me who I am as a person, how masculine, how feminine, how anything I am. Also appreciated that about you. Not conforming because people thought you were different. You were brave in that way, too. I think after you stood up to the bullies, they lost their confidence outright. You probably saved indirectly so many people. It makes me smile thinking about it. It's the little things, they say, that always get overlooked. You know, there was actually one time back then, I thought about asking you out. Just once, crossed my mind. Then I didn't, because a really stupid reason. Now come on, don't make me say it, but, well, I guess since I mentioned this much, it's too late to back down, right? I didn't do it because I thought you'd be bored of me in a week. I thought my staying power of interest would be gone and I'd disappoint you. That's kind of always been my apprehension of things. I don't have a lot of personality. At least not up front. More in my thoughts than anywhere else. Only on the court do I feel like I get that fire to be more than that. But I'm quickly realizing maybe I just haven't tried enough things. Because right now, talking to you might just be the most exciting conversation I've had in a very, very long time. So thanks. No matter what comes of all this, thanks. Also, how the hell did you get those tickets? You just bought them. Okay. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting for the answer, but nice. I'm not complaining. In fact, I think it'll be a moment to remember for a lifetime. And, well, I'm not the most into bucket lists. I think if I'm living in the moment, if I'm really trying to become who I always wanted to be instead of just remaining stagnant like a puddle, no. I want to be like a river. I want to go so far. I want to see the world and have some meaning beyond just some stupid desk job or only living on the court. That's why I guess... Yeah. That's why they're my favorite band, too. How'd you know? Or was it a random guess? Did my brother tell you, or... Well... From back then? You mean you saw the sticker on my... Wow. That's some impressive observation skills you got there. Being able to recognize them first of all, and then... To think you'd even remember me this far out. I know people say... High school sweethearts tend to go their other ways, but... We weren't even that. And yet here we are. College right now. And yet you're... You're so... Fun, I guess I would say. Fun and thoughtful. With a hint of mystery. At least in part because I can't figure you out. I'd like to say it's all judgment by your actions. But something's different. Something feels more given. Like it's just supposed to be. Far be it from me to argue with something that feels right. More than that, though. One last time, are you sure? I'm not too boring. I mean, I just worry, you know? It's a big insecurity of mine. Everyone's got them. They rear their ugly heads at the worst possible time. Like when someone who's completely breathtaking offers you a ticket and a date to something that means a lot to you. A request. And what's that? Is that all? No, I'm not belittling your request. I just mean... I don't want it to feel transactional. Here. You are kinda cold, huh? This blanket? That's, Dongo. On the blanket. I drew faces on Dongos. Well... As much as you can with sewing, knitting, crocheting. I've done it all. I like to create things as well as sculpt them. I've got a bit of an art side to me. Sorry, it takes a lot of bravery to talk about this. Due to my previous experiences, being that was all shunned. My ex didn't exactly like it, and I guess I've got some trauma to work through still. Sorry. Not like that. I just think it's a shame. I let myself go in that way. I allowed it to happen when I could have stopped it. And I think that was a shame. Feeling you so close reminds me of what I wanted. What I truly wanted. Something that's hard to admit. Something that comes in dreams and feelings, but almost never anything else. I don't know why. Why is life so hard sometimes? It's very relaxing, holding you like this. I wasn't thinking. I am so sorry. I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable. In the heat of the moment, to think we'd both make such a blunder. Just so we're clear, I'm not complaining, and I'm just kind of shy when it comes to this kind of thing. I've never really understood it, but I want to. Look me in the eyes. I need you to tell me if this is really okay, or if we're making a mistake. I don't want for a second to ever betray trust, love, things that make life worth it. So please tell me if this is too fast. If it's too much that I want to kiss you right now so badly. It feels so honest. Lips met, then I actually felt happy in a way that wasn't with a million reasons to doubt that the feeling was real. I'd be a liar if I said I wanted you to go away. In fact, I'd be the biggest liar ever. I want you even closer. Up here on the roof. I want to hold you so close. So close that I never have to let go. I'm greedy, selfish, because all I can think of right now is how much I want you, even though my brain can't justify how fast it's going, how crazy these feelings are, unkempt and chaotic. But I don't want to stop, no matter what, because you give me something to hope for. When I was starting to lose it,
feel your heartbeat right against me. Am I kissing you too much? Am I squeezing too hard? Then I'm glad. And also, your body's so warm, even if it's so cold. Are muddled. My feelings unkempt. And yet, I just want to feel you more. Is it okay that I feel this way? Is it okay for me to want you like this? Even if I want so much more, and my greed only grows with every kiss. Is that really okay? I feel like I've known you my whole life. Because you understand me in a way that makes me feel alive. I know logically, this is too fast, but I can't think logically when I'm with you. Your eyes say, what if someone sees? But your hands, I feel them. Masculine and gorgeous. I can think of no better time or place to have my first real love than here and now. But are you sure that this is how you want it? Under the moon of a cold day right before New Year's. That's it. Will you be my boy? Fever for you. bothered for me in a safe way, dummy. Just a handsome face. So much more. Sorry. I can't take my eyes off you. Even if I tried. I want to take things. So, but also, I'm too greedy to fully. How about a compromise? An introduction to understanding each other. To wanting each other. Feel it. Can you feel mine right against you like that? The intimate touch. It feels so good. Like the best thing that could ever happen. This moment, despite all the rules being broken, all the things being done, the hands that wander the warmth of our bodies together. I understand how someone could fall in love so quick. It finally makes sense. Mm-hmm. Don't stop there. I feel it. Do you feel it, baby? Do you feel it, baby? I feel it because of you. Under these blankets, on this bench at the top of campus, I feel you. Your touch is driving me wild. Fuck. Coming. You too. Fuck. You too. We've made quite a mess of ourselves, haven't we? So quickly, as much as it started, it ended so quick too. It's so special to me though, that we even had such a perfect moment that we didn't need to speak a single word in order to know how the other was feeling. Me like a train to the face. We went so far, even despite the rest of it. I want to get used to this with you. Right. want to know why you're so cute. Why you make my heart feel like this. I want to know so many things. And I just can't let you go. Don't you let me be a little more selfish. I won't rush things. No matter what it takes, I want it to be something that means something to you. I want to be special. The most special to you. It's been a while since I smiled that much. But for you, I can tell you it's gonna be a normal thing, I think. I couldn't be more happier to be here holding you under this blanket for as much of a mess as we made of it. That's still the coziest I've ever.